I'm checking in on a friend. Old school style, on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
Bob Grove is a Columbus native, a retired school teacher. He's that guy you love to talk to because he knows so much about so many things.
I tend to be interested in lots of stuff. Gardening is a big thing. I'm really interested in history, science. I've always been really interested in lots of stuff.
Recently, though, he celebrated an anniversary. That's why I'm calling. Bob has spent a year, that's over 365 days, in isolation. A year ago, he was diagnosed with leukemia.
I've been out of commission, stay away from people, don't go to bars, restaurants, anything that's really crowded, really almost since the beginning. It's been quite the adventure. I've had a bone marrow transplant. I'm in remission.
But there's a problem.
My donor was a 12 for 12 match, but had a different blood type. So we haven't been able to get my hemoglobin to turn around.
Bob takes one trip out a week for a transfusion of hemoglobin. But because COVID-19 has stressed our supply of blood, the test marker for his eligibility for that transfusion is lowered. Basically, he has to wait a little longer, a couple of days maybe.
Right at the moment, there's a huge shortage of blood. By the time I get to Monday, Tuesday, my hemoglobin's dropped to the point where I'm feeling pretty puny. I don't have any get up and go. Going upstairs, I get short of breath. It's almost like working on one lung.
The infusion is just maintenance. It's not a cure. Bob's doctors at the James have tried three separate treatments, one involving chemo to get his body to accept the new blood type. Three courses of treatment, none of them worked, but he trusts his doctors. There are more options on the table in the near future, and Bob's hopeful.
For the most part, I feel good. Housebound.
And like us, he's organized his house. He's posted on his Facebook page. He's done internet searches about genealogy. But reading has been his therapy.
I've always been a big reader. I'm not necessarily a light reader. Like I waded through last summer rereading the five volumes of Winston Churchill's History of World War II, not exactly a light read. Books are very therapeutic.
There's evidence he's right. A 2009 study at the University of Sussex found that reading can reduce stress by 68%.
You know, I don't have to think about anything, and I'm transported someplace else and distracted.
The study goes on to say that reading works better at reducing stress than even walking outdoors. The researchers say all it takes is about 6 uninterrupted minutes a day to feel the effect. More minutes is better, but 6 minutes is the benchmark, and uninterrupted is best. And here's the good news. You don't have to read Churchill, if you don't want to. You don't have to read history. You don't have to read textbooks. You can read whatever you like.
This COVID virus thing can really overwhelm you if you spend too much time watching news or online, on Facebook. It can become pretty daunting. Go out and get a book list and sit down and read a book.